Today's No Sweat News here for you now. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Because these could score you the STP Bush Cult tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz for the big show with the Rat Presents on July the 28th.
That's a nice triple bill right there.
Well, Tampa, Florida, we go. A guy in Tampa had a massive heart attack when he was laying his sod in his front yard just last weekend.
Oh, no.
Firefighters, ambulances, first responders, they all zoom over to the place. And while they're getting him on the gurney, he starts telling his wife, listen, man, we got to get the sod done. You know, we're going to get a fine from the homeowners association. If we don't, So what happens? They drag him off to the hospital. And the wife continues with the sod project.
Okay.
And then the firefighters and first responders show up and finish the sod project for the wife and the husband who's still in the hospital.
That's a nice gesture.
This is the first and only ever good story out of Florida we've ever done in the 20 years of the No Sweat News.
I hate to say it, but when you said Florida, I was actually anticipating that the guy was faking it.
Right.
The entire time.
Just to get his sod done.
I swear to God, I thought that's where that was going.
We will follow the story just in case.
Yeah, we really need to check the EKG on that guy to make sure that he wasn't faking that thing.
Would you fake a heart attack to get your sod laid?
Hell yes.
In a minute.
In a heartbeat. No pun intended.
In a minute. Now, there's where the good news ends, because we take you to Canada for story number two. A woman won the lottery with her nephew, and now she is suing him for his half.
What?
Barb Reddick is the worst human on the planet. It's her nephew. She's from Nova Scotia on the East Coast. Last Wednesday, she won the jackpot in the local town lottery, where the local town lottery, there's a bunch of smaller prizes, and then there's the jackpot.
Okay.
So she and the nephew won the jackpot. Both their names were on the ticket, so they had to split the prize of $930,000.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. They each got checks for half. They took the smiling pictures, but now she says she doesn't think the kid deserves the money. She only put his name on the ticket for good luck, so I'm suing him for his half.
You're a bad human being. And I thought Canadians were supposed to be nicer. Right.
I know.
But apparently not, eh?
I put his name there for good luck because he was like a son to me. Well, yeah, was.
Yeah, the operative word. That kid should never talk to you again.
So if it's your nephew, it's like the son of your sister or brother, right? And I got that family relationship, right?
Absolutely.
What's your sister or brother got to say about that? You're going to sue your nephew for half.
Come on, man. It's just money.
Oh, and now, Dateline Bend, Oregon, for story number three. America is down to one last Blockbuster video store.
I know. That's incredible.
The very last one. We had three left, but two of them, they just announced they were closing. They were up in Alaska.
Yeah, I was just saying. We used to go to the one on Route 35, Allaire Road in Wall Township.
Yep. Bend, Alaska, the home of the last Blockbuster store. Do you still have your card in your wallet just for nostalgia's sake? Just nostalgia purposes?
I don't think so.
Yeah, neither do I.
Keep it going, Ben.
On the bright side, the guy who owns this particular Blockbuster says he's still doing pretty well. He's got no plans to shut down anything.
Is he really?
He's probably moving weed behind the counter or something.
Different kinds of movies.
Probably selling Molly.
I think the movies might be of the XXX variety is what I'm saying.
He's got the big back room with the
cowboy doors.
Can't go back here unless you're 21 or older.
Exactly. Only he has them in the front doors now.
Something else is being bent in Oregon.
Yeah.
Could be.
Something's up there.
That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you on Friday for the quiz. Always available as a podcast. Just click the podcast link at WRAT.com.